Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. I'm here with Coach Ben on a nice Monday morning. How are we doing today, Coach?
I'm doing pretty good. Consider we're 0-3. I'm optimistic, so looking forward to today.
Absolutely. Last game was a game that, you know, came down, I think, to pretty much the wire. It could have went either way at the end, I think. You guys were, I think, down as much as 20, came back all the way to, I think, you guys were down 7. What kind of contributed to the fact that you came all the way back from down that much?
Well, I think we got a team that has to believe in themselves. And, you know, we come out the first quarter and we didn't make any shots the first quarter, didn't score. And it put you in a big hole. And I think we actually got down 21 or 22. And then in the second half, we were more aggressive. We weren't afraid to make mistakes, and it shows you what we can do if we're not afraid to make mistakes. Along with that, we made a few shots, but that comes to relaxing and taking good shots and believing in yourself. So hopefully that second half will get the players thinking in the right direction and what we need to do.
Absolutely. So just as like you struggled against Fishers, the zone gave you problems again this week. Is that something you're going to address in, you know, practice or something, you know, you just got to live with?
Well, I don't know if it gave us problems like it did against Fishers. Fishers, we just didn't know what we were doing. We knew what we were doing and sort of didn't do it early, had to burn a couple timeouts early, and then we started doing the right things and didn't hit shots right away. But, you know, when we had watched the Plainfield-Brownsburg game, we asked the girls, what's the difference between the two teams? And Plainfield beat Brownsburg pretty good. And they said a lot of things. I said, it comes down to Plainfield's like 7 of 8 from three-point range. I said, you know, you hit shots and it makes things so much better, but there's a lot to making shots, taking good shots, getting the rhythm, believing in yourselves, that kind of thing. So second half, they were in the same defense, didn't bother us then. So we were able to score in the second half. So it wasn't what we were doing. It was pretty much just getting in the rhythm and playing in the rhythm of the game.
For the backcourt, your guards were playing a lot of press, and it really worked towards the end of the game. You guys got a lot of on ball. I think you were wanting that all game, that aggressiveness that they gave at the end of the game. How rewarding did it feel to see them go out and get that many turnovers? I mean, Ariel Webb had a season high of 3 steals that game. How did it feel for you guys to see that accomplishment?
Well, for us, the makeup of our team, the way we are, it's something that we've got to be really good at. I mean, we're not a big team inside, and obviously, I think, again, two out of the 3 games we played, our tallest player is as big as their shortest player. So that's just something we need to do. We need to take advantage of our strengths, which is our quickness, our toughness, our ability to do those kind of things. Then we finally got some transition baskets in that second half. We were supposed to be doing that pressure the entire game, but, you know, not until we got down by 20 did we really get after and do what we needed to.
And then why do you think the hesitation left? You said it was confidence, but what was the conversation like in the locker room? What kind of confidence did you give them in the locker room?
Well, I liked their thinking in the locker room. Hey, we haven't done what we're supposed to. You know, we've had good quarters. Our second quarter has usually been our good quarter. We didn't do what we needed to the second quarter, and the girls themselves said, hey, we do the right things. There's no reason that we can't come back in the game. They know that the other teams, you know, they may be more talented and better than us right now, but they know in the long run what they can do. But it's one thing to know that you got to believe in yourself, and then it's another thing to actually implement it. Just like you know that you're a good announcer, well, you're going to step up to the mic and you're going to do a great job. If you're hesitant and think you're just a good announcer under a pressure situation, you're not going to perform like you need to.
Absolutely, and I think the question a lot of people at the game were thinking is, Sulzer was out. How important was it for Hayden O'Connor to come in off the bench and be that spark that you guys needed the whole game?
Well, you always tell players when they get their opportunity, they need to take advantage of it, and Hayden took advantage of it. I thought Hayden played an outstanding game. I mean, she did. Obviously, she hit shots, especially in the first half, and but then defensively, she did some good things. She made a couple of mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes right now. So I think it'll bode well for us in the future and add to our depth.
Absolutely. And as things come together, Sulzer comes back, how do you think this team is going to operate better than what it did?
Well, yeah, it's the whole situation. Like I said, I like their edge. You look at the tape and you can't tell with our effort whether we're down 15 or we're up or we're on a comeback and playing well. So we're trying to do the right things. And as long as you keep trying to do the right things, eventually it's just going to become second nature and we're going to be able to get it done.
Absolutely. And then, going up against these four teams that are all ranked, I mean, all four of them coming into the season were all ranked in the top 10. How has it been an eye-opener to see your team, go up against a top 10 team in the state and be able to, in the fourth quarter, be able to play step for step with them most of the way?
Well, I think, every team we've played this year, a top 10 team, there's been quarters or an extended period of time that we've either played with them or outplayed them. So now we just need to do that for 32 minutes. And, as long as we keep doing it, we're learning what we do wrong. So when we make a mistake, they make us pay. And so now stepping forward that we just keep going in that direction. Sometimes the fans, if we had played three bad teams and won by 20, they'd think we were really good right now. When in reality, we're where we are. I haven't seen them yet today. So hopefully, as we talked last night, we're proud of them. We're proud of the things they're doing. But they want to be rewarded with some wins. So hopefully that'll come quickly.
Thank you so much, Coach Benj. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.